there, I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show.
Today is the day that we're going to talk about how to overcome unlikely and sometimes likely obstacles. You know, each and every one of us has overcome some type of adversity. I lost my mother at 17 after she was ill all through my teenage years. And as human beings, we all go through stuff, right? As entrepreneurs, we might face what seems like huge obstacles to get to where we want to go. This is why I wanted to introduce you to Dwayne Morton. Dwayne is an inspirational speaker. He works with athletes and about mental performance. He was a former international basketball player and has two very unique stories of overcoming some really huge obstacles. 18 years of being misdiagnosed as a rare blood cancer, and he just discovered this in March, right? A little bit over a year ago, and 2.5 years ago as a bystander, he was caught in the crossfire of a police shooting. Now, Dwayne's overcome both obstacles while maintaining his integrity, authenticity, and most importantly, his faith. So let's talk to Dwayne and see what he has to tell us to help us overcome whatever we might be facing. Hello, as promised, I'm here with Dwayne Morton, and we're going to talk about how you can show up to win. So thanks for the show. Thanks for coming on the show, Dwayne. It's so good to see you again.
It's great to see you again, too. And so I want to say thanks to the listeners, because I know that them giving their time is one of the most valuable commodities. And so anytime someone gives me their time, I definitely want to be in a place of gratitude. And then also, Kathy, like me and you had a conversation a little while ago, and I'm really looking forward to this. And so I just want to thank you so much for allowing me to on your platform.
Absolutely. Well, you have a fascinating story. And on top of that, you're just a general nice guy. So let's jump into your background, Dwayne, and what brought you onto this podcast today. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, so I'm a former international basketball player. I did that at the age of 19. I didn't do it the conventional route. I actually did not play my last 2 years of high school. And so I tell people that because I've always been an overachiever. And then I had just an unfortunate incident where I was diagnosed with a rare blood cancer. They give me 5 years originally, and then it went up to 15 years. And then when I felt like I was going to, death was already part of, what was going to happen. I was involved in a police shooting as a bystander. I was driving by and a stray bullet hit the truck. The bullet, if it had been an eighth of an inch to the left, it kills me. If it went to the eighth of an inch to the right, it hits my little niece in the back seat. So I was dealing with PTSD and survivor's guilt. And then the miraculous part is last year of 2024, March, it's almost a year anniversary, I found out that I was misdiagnosed with a rare blood cancer. So for 18 years, I was living, thinking that I had this and I identified with it. And so, as you know, the identification part is, also a really a tough aspect.
Yeah, that's wild. So now you don't have the rare blood disease and they just were wrong all the whole time.
Yes, they were wrong. All I have is severe sleep apnea. And so, so I'm 100% healthy. It really took about 2 days for me to feel better with the CPAP. But I mean, ever since then, it's like I was that wind up toy. Like I was just a wind up toy that just kept on getting winded up and I just held. And so now I'm released. And so I'm just like, go, 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 go.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. It's so interesting. Mindset, right? So you're in the mindset. I've always wondered too, why, I said at the top of this show that my mom died and she was given 6 months to live and she lived 7 years. But, I always wonder when doctors say you have this much time to live, I always think that they're like playing God, and I'm just not a big, believer in that kind of thing. But anyhow, going back to mindset. So you get this prognosis. diagnosis and you're like, okay, well, this is, time is limited. I mean, the thing is, time is all of us are going to die. It's just a matter of, do you want that hanging over your head? So mindset wise, now that you're shifted out, I'd like to talk about that with you and what advice you would give people listening, because we all have some type of a mindset around our success, our livelihood, our life as we know it. What tips would you give people now that you've been through this, Duane, to help them shift into perhaps a better space with more enthusiasm or more hope?
Yeah. So for me, I feel like I'm an expert. I've done this twice. I've had to overcome some adversity. And so what I would tell people is move. Like, just move, like, throughout that day. Like, make sure that you do something that day and celebrate it. So for me, during that period, if I just went to the bathroom and I got a glass of OJ, I was celebrating the crap out of it, because I felt like someone who had the flu every day. So instead of having a full tank of gas, I had like a quarter tank of gas. So I had to figure out the best way to go about the day. So I feel like the first thing to do is just move. But also, we got to do it with gratitude at the first part. Like, gratitude is so important. And so just think, every day we wake up, other people did not wake up. There's other people that did not wake up. And so I feel like that's so important. And for me, the other part is, when I played basketball overseas, I met a kid who was 5 years old at the time, who had not eaten in 3 days. So that's my foundation of gratitude, is I know other people's have it worse, or our nightmares are other people's dreams. And so I feel like that's super important. And so when you start looking at it from that aspect, rather than I'm lacking, that's going to help your mindset tremendously just from the jump.
Yeah. And gratitude makes you think about what you are grateful for. So having an attitude of gratitude, I love that. I really connected with you when we first met on that topic, just in, you know, I'm with you on that. It's so funny when you said move, I'm thinking to myself, I need to get my butt out of my desk chair and move every so often. Cause I get so into the trenches. I get so hyper-focused, that, you know, not moving is something that definitely affects health, and moving with an air of gratitude is even better. It's like icing on the cake.
Absolutely. I mean, just movement in general, but also when you move with a purpose, you're setting an intention and then you're doing something. And so, but you have to celebrate it. That's the thing, is like, don't just celebrate, you know, I mean, don't do something and not celebrate it. Cause that's the other part of just keeping your attitude in check and it's that runner's mentality that I talk about, and which that's going to be part of the gift that I give people. But just to let you know, is like, think of it from a runner's type mentality, is it's going throughout the day.
Yeah, that's amazing. So tell us a little bit about your company. What are you doing now? Now that you have your new lease on life, what is your aim, shoot, fire?
So my aim is to help people and support people. I've been coaching for a long time, but I didn't have the certificate and that type of stuff. What I'm doing right now is I'm helping people overcome adversity in unlikely and untimely circumstances. And like I said, I'm an expert. I've done it twice, and I've done it where other people, there's not a blueprint. So I've had to create my own blueprint. And so I knew this, Kathy, I had to create something for myself, but I had to help others. And so I'm that's why I'm creating this community, is so it keeps me consistent. It keeps the community consistent, because they need me consistent, because they are coming to me and saying, I'm dealing with this. Okay. You know, I just got this unexpected bill. I wasn't expecting it. Okay. That's called life. But guess what? We can get past it. And so I think that's the thing, is like, I'm able to break it down, to give people the mindset tricks that I've used, the tips and tricks, and just shift their perspective just a little bit. And so when they're more prepared for the punches. And so it's like a boxing. Okay. People are able to take a punch when they roll with a punch. It's very similar to that. And so that's what I do with your mindset. I let you know that things are going to happen, but also we're going to be prepared for things to happen, because that's life.
Yeah, isn't it though? And especially as entrepreneurs, you know, we have more punches. I'm very intrigued on how you skipped high school basketball and you went right into international. Tell us a little bit about that. That's quite interesting to me. You didn't do the usual route as an overachiever.
Yeah, no. So I went to high school. I didn't make my team. So I made the team my junior year and I quit. My grandmother passed away. I was depressed, sad. I was like, I don't want to go through all this stuff. And so I quit. And so I tell people all the time, that's the reason I don't quit things now is because I learned that lesson. And so I went back out my senior year, he cut me. And I was also dealing with the injury, but what it did was it made me hungry. And I knew, hey, I knew I wanted to do something. I knew I wanted to play college basketball. And fortunately for me is like, God granted me an opportunity that, and I was ready for the opportunity. And so that's how I was able to go play basketball overseas. I went over there on a mission trip and then I hurt my knee before I actually, you know, I signed with the agent. I hurt my knee before I was actually supposed to go over there the second time. But, you know, I truly knew what my ceiling was. And I was like, hey, I'm ready to do other life stuff.
Amazing. Amazing. So give us some tips to start shifting our mindset. What would you say? Give us people listening out there. They might really need a tip right now, a tip or two to kind of shift out of their own way. What would you suggest to them, Dwayne?
So I would suggest my morning routine. And so you're going to be able to get the PDF, but I'll just go through it kind of quick. My first step of the day is gratitude. I thank God for waking me up. So however you want to do it, just be grateful. Hey, other people don't get this opportunity. So that's the number one thing. The number two thing is just prepare yourself. So for me, I stretch. So the next step is going to be self-care. Self-care is one of the most important things of your life, is just being able to take care of yourself. And so for me is like, I stretch there in bed just to get prepared for the day. So number three is going to be movement. And so I'm going to really quickly go through this, is we can't run looking backwards. That keeps us depressed. Yeah. Also, it gets us off track. We move slowly. If I focus on the destination, I'm going to be very anxious. So what I need to worry about is the direction, not so much as the destination. I just need to make sure I'm on the right direction. But if I focus on the destination, it's just going to make me anxious. So the gift is the present. And so just stay in the presence and just be mindful of like where you're going. Glance back, because you're never going to be able to defeat the past. You always just need to take a glance. But take that runner's type mentality. Don't also look like you're looking in the destination, because you're going to get off track. So the number four thing is going to be adaptable. So I tell people all the time, look out for potholes. Life has got tons and tons of potholes. It's going to bring either unexpected bills, people, you know, some people are going to go through unfortunate circumstances where they lose a spouse, or, you know, they lose their job. They lose all type of stuff. Things, life happens. So I tell people to take it as like, if I'm running and I see a pothole, I can swerve. And so maybe I still hit the pothole, but I'm only hitting the pothole on the left of it or the right. I'm not hitting it middle impact all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's interesting too, because if you're looking to the goal, you're going to not even see the pothole. But if you're being present with your feet are right now and you're moving and you have the momentum, you're going to see that pothole and be able to swerve around it. When you said, you know, I wake up with gratitude every morning, it reminds me of Wayne Dyer, who his practice every morning was, I don't know if you're familiar with him as an author. As soon as he puts his feet on the floor, he says, thank you for this morning. Thank you for this day. And, you know, very similar thing. I think gratitude trumps almost anything, or wins over almost anything. You know, gratitude will take the lead on most things. So those are really good tips. So I know that you've had some stuff. Now you're sleeping well. You can see clearly. You're launching. Tell me about some of your favorite organizing systems, or what do you use to keep your life in order these days?
So I use a ton of systems. I'm a system guy. I tell people all the time, like, so I use automation for my social media. That doesn't mean that I don't use my social media too and create posts, but I have a service that, you know, my friend is owner of. I believe in automation. Automation, especially in the any type of automation is good for you, but especially for a business owner, it allows me to take away, instead of having to devote 2 to 3 hours for social media, I can have my AI and my automation do it for me. And then I can reap the benefits. But what I can do the best, I feel like, is pinpoint the people that I want to talk with and have that personal relationship and friendship, and also find out if there's business opportunities with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Anything we can automate is best. Yeah, we'll have to have the friend on the podcast talk about the platform that he or she has developed, because that's very important. I automate all my social as well as jobbing out someone to automate it after I write it. So, you know, it saves a boatload of time for sure. If you had to look back and tell yourself, you know, at 17 or even at 16, give yourself some advice, what would you tell him?
So for me is like, I would tell him exactly what, like, we learn lessons. I learned a valuable lesson. I quit. I don't quit things anymore. So I would tell that kid, hey, it's okay. We learned a lesson. We're going to go through it. And we're able to tell that story so other people will learn the lesson through us, and not, you know, it's not a bad experience. I came out on the other side of the fence a lot better than what a lot of other people did. But what I did was, I was always still prepared for an opportunity. Even though I didn't feel like there would be an opportunity, I still prepared for it. Mm-hmm. So I would tell him, just keep preparing and be ready to, like, the things that you've been taught growing up is going to be the things that you're going to apply later on in life to get you through these challenges. Without being able to say you're going to have to go through challenges, because I don't want him to know you're going to have to go through these type of things, because I would have prepared differently. And I don't feel like that would have been something that would have been helpful. I feel like going through it is actually the reason why I'm here right now. And I'm have that ability to teach these lessons to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think that everything in our background leads us to where we are and the gifts that we give. You know, and that's something for those listening, you know, if you folks are going through any type of adversity or any type of just really pitfall or obstacle, just keep in mind that how you choose to react to it and how you choose to move past it is going to be in your toolkit for the rest of your life. So, you know, you have huge tools, Dwayne. I have huge tools. We all do. And I think that our toolkit is expanded by all the things that we have to go through. You know, everything that we overcome is now another tool that we can use for future reference, and hopefully have less of those, you know, where we can hop, skip, and jump over that portal instead of even going around it or going into it. We see it and we skip over it and we're like, yeah, this is how you do it, which is what you're doing with your career. I just absolutely love that.
And that's the beautiful part of it, is being able to teach it and being able to teach it to people who apply it. And yeah. So that's the part of the legacy part that's wonderful. But if no one wants to do it, then, or apply it, then I'm really just looking for a spotlight and telling people, and I'm wasting my oxygen. But I've just been so fortunate. The people that I've helped and I've talked to have been so grateful, but they also have, like, been like, oh, I wish, you know, I can't wait until you put this out on a book or something like that so you can help more people. So I think that's really a very important part, is just how I can help and support others.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know you've been coaching for a long time. Give us a story about one of your people and what happened with their transformation and what they were up against and what the outcome was.
Yeah. So one of my friends and one of the people who after I found out I was misdiagnosed and I realized what I wanted to do, I reached out to someone who, he was dealing with suicidal thoughts and tendencies and those type of things. And so I just let him know, hey, I love him. Like, I wanted to show him the grace that other people didn't show him. But what I also wanted to do was, like, let him know that he deserved more. And so he went through some different type of things with me that, you know, I don't share with everyone, but I knew that this guy was different. I knew he needed, more of a loving and giving approach. And so what I did was I found out how I could do, that's the other thing. I feel like there's not a one size fits all for people. So I had to find out his past and figure it out. But what I did was I let him know that I care. I let him know the steps. And I was like, I know right now we feel like we probably took a step backwards. But what we're done is we're not taking step backwards. We're getting prepared to take the steps forward. And so we began. And so I was like, that's the most important part. You began. Mm-hmm. And so we just gradually chipped away. So it's just the stone cutter type approach.
Yeah.
We just sat there and hammered away. And also what I did was I let him know that no matter what, he was never a disappointment to me. He was never a disappointment to me. And that I feel like was what took away that cloud, a rainy cloud over his head.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to go through the things that he needed to go through. And he's a better person. He's an entrepreneur now. And he's a really great person that lives in Vancouver, Canada. And honestly, the only person that's holding him back is himself. And
yeah.
When he gets over that part, that's going to be where it's going to be, hey, he's going to own a company. And so I'm looking forward to helping him create that.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. We all need confidence and we all need love. So, good for you for exuding love. I mean, you're love personified and I really appreciate you. I appreciate that part of you and all the other parts too, Dwayne. So talk to us about, I know you have something that you can offer those who are listening. So what is it that they're going to be able to download from you?
Yeah, so it'll be a PDF of my morning routine. It's called Dwayne's Daily Plan of Attack. And so it's going to be those four things that I mentioned real quick. It'll be a little bit more in depth, but that's what I do. And I feel like that was the most important thing to share is this is how I was able to go through those 18 years. And so I applied those every day. And every night, I hit my head on the pillow and I was grateful for that day. But also what I was, I knew if I create something consistently, then that's where those steps are going to be. And so it was just all about me getting healthy. And last year in March, I got that call that I was healthy. And so that was the thing. yeah. I mean, it's not the anniversary yet. It's like you're in a couple weeks, but
yeah.
It's like, it's such a big deal because it's like, if I look back how much things have changed, Kathy, it is such a wonderful, just, oh, okay. We didn't just take one step. We've taken these huge, dramatic level
yeah,
steps.
Leap.
Yeah. Leaps. Yeah. It's like hopping in a skyscraper and pushing rather than going from one to two to, oh, there's like a button where I can skip like 20 floors. Okay. Let's take that floor.
Let's skip that floor, man. We got the jam, we got the motivation, we got the celebration. And when you celebrate, you can jump higher too, for sure. Last thing, is there anything that you wanted to talk about that I didn't prompt into you or ask you?
The thing I would probably mention most is like my program is not for everyone. And I tell that to people because I don't want to just take their money. Building this program because it was a community that I wanted to build, but also like I'm looking for people who had their inner fire like burnout. And so most of my clients are probably athletes or ex-athletes or people who are really just like, I had this inner fire that I know was there and I want that back. And so it's the lighter approach. I don't know if you've heard this analogy, but if you take a lighter and you dump it in a glass of water, it won't flick and light on its own. So it needs someone to have a lit lighter to come over and to actually ignite, to get the flame to pop up. And so that's what I'm doing is like, I'm finding these people that are like, hey, I want to do this, but Kathy, I don't want minimum people. I want people that want the results bad enough that they're willing to do whatever they can to get those results. And so I'm there to support them and to help them reach that potential or whatever goal that they're looking for.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. We all want action takers, people who are committed to improving themselves. Otherwise, but like you say, it's just, oxygen in the air that's wasted. It doesn't mean we can say all we want, but if they don't take action, it, you know, and, you know, you're here to guide them gently on their way. Well, I really wish you huge success. Everybody listening, go ahead and download that. Even if you're not feeling like you're up against something right now, it's going to be, again, a tool in your toolkit for when things might hit you, because it does, you know, as we said, everybody has those ups and downs. So thank you, Duane. I really appreciate you being on the show. And everybody, I wish all of you a fantastic day. Tomorrow morning, get up. And what are you going to do? You're going to do gratitude. Yes. Thanks, Duane. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate you.
Yeah, you have a good day, and we'll see everybody next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.